You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAIs. We launch here into the third hour of the program. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. The main feature of the site, you get to control the content of freetalklive.com by submitting different things you find online that you think are interesting, you think our other listeners might enjoy, and then the other listeners will vote, and you get to vote on things too. And the voted, most voted up of the items will make it to the front page and the top of the website. See how it works and get involved over at freetalklive.com. As we continue here, taking your phone calls, still to come, the latest on the Kill Team and your thoughts, of course, are welcome. Let's start things out with Justin, listening in Maryland. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian, JJ, and Mark. Hello, Justin. Justin in Maryland, going once. Justin in Maryland, going twice. Well, I saw that Justin's topic here was the Libya situation. We've actually got an update on that coming up here in moments. But first, the latest on the Kill Team from the Washington Times, thewashingtontimes.com. The investigation into those responsible for the Afghanistan Kill Team tactics led to a letter of admonition of Colonel Harry D. Tunnell IV, reports the Military Times. According to the Military Times, was a brigade commander an instigator or just asleep at the switch while the 5th Striker Brigade, 2nd Infantry Division Kill Team, was allegedly murdering civilians? And by the way, it's probably more than just an allegation, considering at least one of them has copped to the killings.
Right, we've got a conviction now. It's not allegedly any longer.
Yeah. So, and he's now going to roll over on his teammates.
Right, it won't be allegedly for them at that point either.
That Army investigation finds no causal relationship between Colonel Tunnell, his aggressive leadership, and the killings, but it criticizes Tunnell for neglectfulness that created a climate ripe for misconduct. The investigation, first reported by Der Spiegel on Monday, ended in a letter of admonition for Tunnell, per Corps Commander General Curtis Scaparotti. Tunnell's superiors in Afghanistan lost confidence in him after he threw out the playbook and butted heads with commanders, derisively rejecting capacity-building counterinsurgency doctrine in favor of counter-guerrilla strategy that concentrated in engaging and destroying the so-called enemy. Der Spiegel found statements in the Army report saying that Tunnell was out for revenge on a personal crusade as a result of being shot in the leg in Iraq, and the Military Times quotes a soldier who described Tunnell as follows, quote, one soldier said of a talk by Tunnell, if I were to paraphrase the speech and my impressions about the speech in a single sentence, the phrase would be, let's kill those mother effers.
Wow. That's how you spread peace and democracy.
Well, I mean, come on. This is what war's about. And I just don't think, with the level of communication that America has, that it can fight an effective war anymore. And that, I think, is, you know, for better or for worse, the politicians haven't figured it out. The fact is, war is about killing people and breaking things. And, you know, the idea that you're going to use war to create peace, I'd love to see the examples.
So, again, this guy was in charge the over top of this particular unit that was being accused of this. And remember, when we read the Rolling Stones piece, we read a bunch of it on the air when that came out. It was eight pages long. We couldn't get through half of it. But there was a lot of detail in there about the higher-ups. And I don't know if they particularly mentioned this Tunnell individual. But
I don't remember the name.
They did mention the higher-ups and how these higher-ups were essentially covering up for this group, that they were aware that something was going on, that there was no way they couldn't be aware of it because people in these different divisions were sharing death photos with one another. They were passing them around on thumb drives, and they were like trading cards almost, just trading with one another, you know, the pictures of the gore and the death that these people created, as though it were something fun, as though it were something, you know, hey, I got this picture of this dead kid today, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, here we go with that discussion about violence on video games playing out in real world, and I think the only place that could actually happen is the military, where you have people being put into the service of killing. And here, just like in video games, when you get this achievement, you show your friends, you know, or this one clip where I did really well, and the idea that I have such overwhelming force at my disposal that my enemy is just no match. So it's just, I go in and I just slaughter them every time. Every time I go in and these noobs just don't see it coming. and then I just pwn them and I go home and show, you know, my friends of this video of me pwning
noobs.
United
States military pwning noobs.
Yeah, good times. Yeah, that's what it's all about. The whole idea that we are so powerful and so righteous that nothing we do can be any bit inherently wrong or bad or evil, that that our way is the way, and if you don't follow it, your way is the grave.
So, again,
and don't forget building your country on top of some valuable resources. That's a very bad idea.
Yeah, right.
So, again, there was plenty of evidence that these military higher-ups were... They had to have been aware of what was going on, and that the U.S. military, to the top levels, all the way up to the White House, was involved in covering this up, trying to go from house to house, to the soldiers' homes in the U.S., and raid them, essentially, looking at their computers and attempting to track down every digital copy of these photos, the 4,000 photos that had been taken of these death scenes. I mean, these people were very well aware that this could be a huge situation, and they were very interested in covering it up. So this general, this guy, this tunnel character, this colonel, has basically been given a letter of reprimand.
Well, it sounds
that's
like
his punishment.
These individuals have some serious mental issues that they need to deal with. If this is how they view their place in the war, but also considering the idea that their conflict needs to be continued in order for the industrial military complex to make more money, the kill teams would just succeed in riling up more anti-Western sentiment and more militants who are going to plant those IEDs.
Right. If you are in the military industrial complex and you create things that go kaboom for a living, this is only good news, because
right.
You know that, you know, madmen in United States military uniforms going around and killing innocent people. This isn't in dispute. If you're listening right now and you don't know anything about this kill team, it is not in dispute. This was wholesale murder. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about murder during war. I'm talking about murder. And
killing young people,
yeah,
killing
kids, you know, all kinds of just wholesale murder.
Unarmed.
And all that's going to do is create animosity towards the United States military, towards the United States government, and towards the United States people. That's why 9/11 occurred. Just listen to what Bin Laden said. Just listen to what these people say. Stop for a second with your flag waving and your hemming.
Right. Well,
and
that would
just listen to what these people say.
That would require them to actually do what you're suggesting and not listen to what the government says and actually listen to what somebody else has to say for once.
Right. Planting the seeds of hate in the next generation so that we can ensure the next war happens.
Right, they want to make sure this war on terror can go on forever. Right,
they don't just want this Afghanistan conflict to be a one-hit wonder. No, they want Afghanistan to be a wellspring of military technology depletion.
There's some people out there in the military and, you know, that want I would say most of them that want these wars to end. I know they do, but it doesn't matter because the people that get paid for the killing, and no one can deny it happens. The mm-hmm. people that get paid for the killing are making a killing off of all that killing. So, the military-industrial complex feeds the politicians feed the military feeds the military-industrial complex. It's the circle of life.
The snake eating itself.
Death, right?
Yes.
So, of course, your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. And continuing, speaking of escalating conflict, there's news out of Libya. I think, Mark, you've got that story. We'll get to that here in a moment. Of course, we'll take your calls as well. Let's jump into them. And first talk to Captain Ned, listening in Florida. Captain Ned, you're on Free Talk Live with the NJ.
Yes, gentlemen, how are you doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, for the last hour, I've been steaming like the reactors of Fukushima in Japan, man, since I heard that quote from Katrina era, from the Guard or National Guardsman, whoever, when asked, and I'd like you to clarify this for me. He was asked, would you fire upon Americans? And he said, I guess I'd do it.
Well, I don't know the exact quote. It's been years since we've seen it, but that was the gist of it, other than to paraphrase.
Gentlemen, that's what the citizens of several states united are for, okay?
To
and
fire
that's
on
what
Americans?
Thomas Jefferson said.
We'll let you make your point here in a moment. Hold that thought, Captain Ned. More with Captain Ned in moments. 800-259-9231. And your calls as well about what you want. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me, Mark Edge? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey this November. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're about $600, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today, cruise.freetalklive.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45. 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features, they're free. So enjoy those on us features, including listening options, live streams. We've got them, broadband and dial-up versions of the show, available 24 hours a day. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is running there on the streams. Plus, you can also listen to those streams via our listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. There's also our webcam, which actually right now is down, and then the great radio stations that we're on, over 90 stations from coast to coast, plus satellite listening options like XM satellite radio, as well as our free-to-air KU band channel. So go and get all the details on how to listen at listen.freetalklive.com. As we continue, Captain Ned is back with us here. Captain Ned in Florida. Wanted to make sure you had time to get your thoughts out, so go ahead, sir.
Yes, gentlemen. You know, I'm going to go out on a limb like a squirrel. I'm an old squirrel hunter. I'm going to assume that guy who said, you know, would you fire upon Americans? I guess I'd do it. I'm going to assume he was like a National Guardsman.
He was.
And the National Guard is subject to absolute federal control. Purpich versus Department of Defense, 1990. When federalized, it is not part of the militia. Thomas Jefferson summed it all up when he said, for the citizens of several states, the strongest reason for the people to retain a right to keep and bear arms is, as last resort, protect themselves against tyranny and government. And there's no clearer point than that gentleman's statement. Would you fire upon Americans? Yes, I guess I'd do it. I've got a big problem with that, gentlemen.
I'm with you.
Well, you don't think that the...
Thank God we're on the same foxhole again, gentlemen.
Wait a minute, Ned. Now, I see...
It might sound violent, but, it's, you know, that's what he's saying. He would shoot Americans, bring it to us.
Well, you made a comment that, well, he must be part of the National Guard, and you...
I've been steaming like the Fukushima reactors, gentlemen, and I, you know what... Yeah, I
got you,
I'm
man. Calm down. I've got a question for you, or a point to make here.
Please do. Please
you made
do.
The point that you thought he was part of the National Guard. He was. That's
I would
a true,
assume that. I would assume that.
That's a true statement. However, that doesn't mean that the members of the Army wouldn't do the exact same thing. I'm not saying
yeah,
they all
whatever.
Would. I'm not saying they all would, but some of them certainly would, don't you think?
Well, yeah, you know, I got to let my blood pressure drop. Here, to Alaska, Dave. Please, Dave, do park for free in the several states of Alaska if they shut the government down. And let your Springer Spaniel in the several states run free, sir.
Awesome.
Thanks, Ned. Appreciate the call.
Okay, I'll.
Thank you, sir, at 800-259-9231. He's steaming. He's upset.
It's upsetting. It's right absolutely upsetting.
These people are trained to follow orders. And, yes, there's no doubt. Many of them are Oath Keepers, and I think Oath Keepers are becoming more popular over time, and that's this organization of military and police officers, law enforcement folks that have signed an oath that say that they will never, you know, do things like confiscate firearms or fire on Americans and things like that. And I think that's great, and I think that should become more popular. But all that aside, many of these folks have been trained to follow orders, and while they may not like the order of firing on Americans, they will, some of them, follow it. Don't you think, JJ?
Oh,
you're
definitely.
In the Army.
Well, when I was in the National Guard there, the training, we'd never actually thought about this stuff. You know, the whole idea of riots and going and cracking down and cracking skulls, it was never even a concern. It was never any sort of discussion, none whatsoever. Never once did we ever talk about shooting civilians.
You were taught
to
fight and kill.
Yeah, we were just taught our job. We were artillery units, and I was in the fire direction control, so I just worked on my specific task, and there was never any concern about that.
And you were deployed in another country. Yes.
Well, I went to Germany for a little bit.
Right.
But other than, really, I think...
How would you have felt if they had deployed you in the streets of Alabama during shortly after a natural disaster?
With a weapon?
Yeah, I would have definitely felt out of place.
But you would have done it, right? Like, you would have been in those streets, you would have enforced whatever those rules were at that time. Maybe you wouldn't have shot somebody, but you probably would have gone so far as to be there.
Fill sandbags, yeah, I mean... Right. Whatever relief efforts, that sort of stuff.
All right, JJ, now it's your job, you yes. and your crew. It's your job to set up a roadblock here and start checking ID from folks.
Oh, really?
Would you do that?
You know, that's...
The old JJ, not today's JJ.
The old, well, he probably would have.
Yeah.
The thing about
it's just one more step to say one more step to say we're on the lookout for domestic terrorists. Now, if you see any of these guys, beware, they're armed, they could do something to you, and then just to kind of gin up the fear.
Idea of compartmentalizing the entire process is that the person at the top knows exactly what they want and who to go after to get it, but they just take it and they make it into little pieces. So this guy finds the person, this guy goes and arrests the person, this guy goes and prosecutes that person, or whatever the situation may be. They just divide it up among a lot of people. No one knows the totality of this action or what the conclusion ought to be or is intended to be. They only know their part in it, and all that you care about when you're in the army or in any sort of government service is fulfilling that little obligation that you have, your responsibility, your role that they have pumped up over time and loaded you full of that jingoism juice so that you feel you're doing the right thing.
Yep.
And that's all it is. I mean, this kid was told time and time and time again. Of course, he swore an oath to defend the nation against enemies foreign and domestic. But how is he supposed to know that the guy, the officer that's giving him the command to fire on American citizens during the Katrina incident, and that's what happened here, how's he supposed to be able to determine that that's an enemy domestic?
He's supposed to think for himself.
He's supposed to,
but
look what happened to Bradley Manning when he decided that the State Department and the CIA were enemies domestic, and he took this information that he got and he gave it to WikiLeaks.
He'll be safer if that soldier would have been safer to just follow orders.
The Obama administration has cracked down on whistleblowers. Three times as many lawsuits for whistleblowers as there were under the Bush administration. There is no...
I've heard an even worse figure than that, but go ahead.
Maybe so. But listen, if you're in the military right now or you've taken the oath to protect the Constitution against enemies foreign and domestic, just understand that if the enemy is domestic, apparently don't work for the government anymore. There's no such thing as an enemy domestic in the government. Enemies domestic, they're just the regular citizens now.
Let's go to Donnie listening in Charleston to WVTS in West Virginia. Hello, Donnie.
Yeah, I can barely hear you guys. Can you hear me okay?
You sound great. Go ahead.
Okay, well, Mark mentioned that this is why 9/11 happened. Well, 9/11 happened like 9 or 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't happen because of those guys in Afghanistan. I mean, there's 150,000 people over there. You got, what, 10 of them going wild and the whole army gets painted like that? I mean, that's not real cool.
Well, clearly I wasn't clear. Let me clear it up for you.
Let's pot him down, please. There's a weird echo there.
Funny noises here, and then you'll get a chance to respond. Don't worry. What I was trying to say, if I wasn't clear, is that 9/11, among other reasons, there's basically two, is that A, that the people in the Middle East don't like Israel, and they feel that Israel was a plot perpetrated against them by the British government and the United States government, and there's a lot of evidence for that. And they don't like the United States military being all over the Middle East, supporting their little tin pot dictators that rule over them in any way that they wish. And that is why 9/11 occurred.
Yeah, and the inserting the Shah in Iran, putting bases on the Holy Land in Saudi Arabia were specific points that were mentioned.
Yep. Let's bring Donnie back here in a moment. Donnie, if you can stick with us, I know you're on a cell phone. We'll see if we can give him a chance to respond to that here in a moment. 800-259-9231. I think that definitely cleared it up. More on the way. 800-259-9231. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled DERMATOL.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Ahem.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Just dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you, tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy features like our news updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You can follow us via Facebook, Twitter, or sign up for our emails, which, of course, the best way to keep up to date with what's going on. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for free, of course. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI is one of our longest-running sponsors, and we thank Jason Osborne over there, with the principal of the organization, very much. SACL CAI.
Let's continue. Bring Donnie back on here. Donnie, are you with us there in Charleston?
Yeah. All right, yeah, so, I'm here.
So you had asked the question about what Mark had said earlier regarding the 9/11 and what started it. And, of course, it was specifically the U.S.'s intervention in the Middle East, in their politics, and their violent intervention as well with the military. And that was what was upsetting those folks, and that's what started it. So your
response. Donnie was right in the specific, though.
So your response is welcome.
Who do those people like over there? I mean, you know what I mean? There's 44 wars going on this planet right now. And the one thing they have in common is those people are involved in every single one of them.
Really?
You know?
You think
yes,
every war has an Islamic country involved?
And the thing is, I wish we wasn't over there in Afghanistan.
Me too.
Or Iraq, because I personally don't think that one American life is worth every life in that entire part of the world, because those people don't want to get along with anybody.
It may or may not be true. Like, I don't know, and I do tend to think that...
What may or may not be true?
With his statement.
American life isn't worth every one of those people? I mean, come on, that's clearly not true.
My life is not worth every one of those people's lives, okay? I'm not trading my life for 1 billion Muslims, or 1 billion Christians, or 1 billion anything. My life is not worth theirs.
That's
the reality.
I'm sorry, but what I hear in that statement is that those people are less than we are, and that's not true.
Oh, they shouldn't be. Look, you can interpret it however you want, but the fact
how did you interpret that statement, JJ, when you heard that?
Well,
they don't want to get along with anybody.
The way this guy had said it, it definitely seemed to be a bigoted statement. But I think Mark's point is that he values himself more than he values 1 billion people, regardless of what their value is.
But non-intervention is the solution. Non-intervention is the solution everybody can agree on, right?
Look, I mean, I wouldn't want to die for any amount of people, to be honest. I mean, I'd rather have my impact be what I choose it to be instead of decided by some, I don't know, random probability.
Go ahead, Donnie.
Well, the thing is, I mean, face it, you guys. These people, I don't care how libertarian you are or how mean you are or how full of love you are, these people start trouble everywhere they go.
See,
and
this
no
is the
one
problem with what you're saying. You can't say these people. Yeah.
No one wants to hold them accountable for it. I mean,
thanks, Donnie, for calling tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Okay. Look, you're right. The these people statement is definitely sort of a bigoted sounding statement, and it's not something that I generally support, obviously. But I think what I want to point out is go ahead.
No. Okay. Please make your statement. I have something to say when you're done.
Excellent. What I want to say is simply that clearly, based on what is happening in the Middle East right now, with all of these countries uprising and revolting against the governments, clearly these people are very upset with the way things are. Clearly, what is happening in this part of the world is not good. It is not, you know, status quo, every day is great, and we're just going to go along with the flow. Clearly, what is happening in that part of the world is a massive amount of people being either used or facing tyrannical despots, and they don't want to take it anymore. And so they're doing their own thing. They're rising up against the governments and doing their own sort of economies, their own protection, their own services, their own government, if you will, without a government, their own governance.
So I think that there's truth to the statement that some people in some Middle Eastern countries are backwards and hyper-religious, okay? I think
it's true here, too.
No, I don't think it's quite the same.
You don't think they're hyper-religious Americans?
Wait a second. Let's make a comparison. You burn a Koran in the United States, and there are, you know, there's killings in the Middle East. You burn a Bible in the Middle East, and there's nothing that happens in the United States. So there is a difference in the reaction and the religiosity of some of these people. Look, it's a book. And
some of those people. Thanks for qualifying that, because Donnie wasn't bothering to qualify. He just paints them all with the same brush.
Right,
it's completely unfair.
And that's not fair or
true. Let's continue with your calls. Nick is listening to, apparently, XM Radio. Nick, listening on America's Talk.
Yeah, how's it going?
Hey, Nick, I'm surprised you're listening. I didn't think we started on XM until 10 o'clock Eastern. You're listening on XM.
Oh, well, maybe it's a repeat and you're in a time loop.
Huh, that's fantastic. I'm glad to hear it.
Let's do the time loop again.
Yeah, you guys were talking about the Australia banning the new Duke Nukem game.
Yeah, apparently they're talking about it. I don't know if it has actually gone through yet.
Get some.
Yeah. It just kind of brings to mind, I wonder how their supposed civilian ship ban, firearms ownership ban is going, and whether or not they still disallow black people from entering their country.
That's bizarre and weird. But their firearm ban is going so well that now they've outlawed crossbows.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. So
now
only outlaws own crossbows in Australia.
Okay, and they had no citizens except for law enforcement and active military.
What does that mean?
That they're not citizens. They don't have this rights of citizenship as we do here.
I guess I don't understand what you're saying.
Don't they have to vote, though?
Well, you can vote, you know, that's one privilege of citizenship, but, you know, if you must be unarmed, you're not really a true citizen. Your government does not feel that, you know.
I gotcha. Well, first of all, there's a little bit of confusion.
Then I guess I'm not a citizen.
Right, there's first of all a little bit of confusion in what you said. You either have rights or you have privileges. You can't interchange those two terms. A privilege is something that you've essentially begged for from somebody who controls you, whereas a right is something that you are inherently born with.
That's right.
And you don't have more rights because you live here in this plot of land than people in Australia or people in the Middle East. Every human, if you believe in the concept of rights, you have to apply it to every human being across the entire world. Governments do not grant rights. Governments only take people's freedom away from them.
Right, governments were meant to protect those rights. That's what they were
meant
to do.
Unless it reaches legislation, then they can decide that your rights are indeed privileges and take them away.
But right, my point being, though, that in that case, you're not dealing with a group of people that respects rights. You're dealing with a group of tyrants who just want to control you. And the fact that humans would allow their rights to be taken away also just shows that they don't really care that much about them in the first place.
Well, anything that this group of, this conclave of the wise puts on paper and they call legislation is really just fiction. It's just words on paper. And then they have these foot soldiers that take these words on paper and they put real guns behind them because they are indoctrinated into this religion of paper words and books that are called laws and stuff. It's all a joke.
Nick, any other thoughts?
Okay, that's cool. I see a little bit different slanted point of view here. Well, that's all right.
You certainly will be hearing that. I know that we're brand new there,
buddy.
Yeah, you're certainly going to be hearing things different on this program than the rest of the talk that you
might
hear.
Free Talk Live is not ultra-conservative talk. It is not liberal talk. It's a kind of talk that you probably have never heard before. Here on Free Talk Live, we believe in peace, freedom, and personal responsibility.
Cool. All right,
thanks,
guys. I'll be listening.
Yeah, looking forward to hearing from you again in the future because we have been on XM. It's our first week there on XM America's Talk 158. And so I'm going to have to check with the program director and see if maybe they picked up our first hour because it was just the second and third hours, but he's apparently hearing.
But it was recorded.
Huh?
But it was recorded.
That's right. So he's hearing. He called about Duke Nukem, which we talked about in our first hour.
Yeah.
So they're hearing our first hour right now on XM. Very cool. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything you want, even the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only one a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage has both Ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available, so get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com to get a list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the country, around the world as well. One of those things you can do is you can actually send off for a free Free Talk Live bumper sticker. I actually had somebody send me a bumper sticker request. Got one in the mail today, and he requested some business cards as well. I'm like, we don't really have any business cards to give you, but there's a business card graphic on the promote page that you can use and print out with your own printer or whatever, your own local printer or online at VistaPrint or however you want to do it. But we don't actually have business cards to give away to you. We do have bumper stickers, and you can get the address to which you need to send a self-addressed stamped envelope to receive that bumper sticker, and probably throw an LRN.FM bumper sticker in the envelope too for you. So go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn that and other ways that you can promote this program.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. In stock, ready to ship, the overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, so the toll-free number again is 1-800-259-9231. The latest on the Libya situation, Mark, you've got an update. Apparently, it may not just be a bombing campaign soon.
Well, you know, if you love America, you've got another war to support.
And who'd have guessed? I mean, who'd have guessed that the military, the government, would expand their government program that they started?
Look, I don't want to hear you talking bad about this war because Obama started it. If you support the troops, you got to support this war. CBS, AP, Washington, the United States may consider sending troops to Libya with a possible international ground force that could aid the rebels, according to the general who led the military mission until NATO took over. Army General Carter Ham also told lawmakers Thursday that added American participation would not be ideal, and ground troops could erode the international coalition and make it more difficult to get Arab support for operations in Libya. Of course, you know, what are you going to do when the rebels there in Libya are, you know, they're just not military guys. They're not competent. They're not, you know,
they're not organized. They're not disciplined. They aren't trained in certain tactics the military uses, especially modern warfare. They can do guerrilla tactics, certainly. They can just sit behind a building and wait for someone to take pot shots at. But they don't have that sort of battlefield discipline that it takes to actually take ground from a military unit.
Right. Guerrilla tactics are fine for harassing an occupying enemy,
right,
but they really aren't much good for taking ground. Ham said the operation was largely stalemated now and was more likely to remain that way since America had transferred control to NATO. He said NATO has done an effective job at an increasingly complex combat situation, but he noted that in a new tactic, Muammar Gaddafi's forces are making airstrikes more difficult by staging military forces and vehicles near civilian areas, such as schools and mosques. That's not too new. The use of the international ground force is a possible plan to bolster rebels' fighting forces loyal to the Libyan bolster rebels' fighting forces loyal to the Libyan leader, Ham said at a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing.
The rebels are fighting the forces that are loyal to.
It's not rebel fighting forces loyal to the Libyan leader. It's rebels fighting forces loyal to the Libyan leader.
Got it. Now, wasn't it pointed out that these some of these rebel folks are actually Al Qaeda?
Yeah, absolutely.
So right now they're going to be bringing ground troops in to fight alongside
on the same side
of
Al Qaeda, who they were trying to kill in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Woo, that makes sense.
It makes none. It just makes none.
Well,
and that's the problem with the intervention in the Middle East.
Yes.
And you know, Donnie called in, and I feel that, you know, he has the way he expressed his opinion wasn't terribly diplomatic. But to some extent, I agree with him. It's a huge mess over there in the Middle East. Some of the mess is of our making because
you mean the military.
The military's making, the United States
CIA.
Government's, CIA's, and, you know, the United States government's making. And they, you know, so as a result, these people have been impoverished. And because they're impoverished, they tend to cling to their Torahs and their Korans and their whatever religious books they've got a little more. If they were to, say, see the benefits of a more free society, meaning more wealth, then they would probably have come out of this stuff. If there wasn't war all over the place, those wars caused by people rebelling against their despotic leaders, whom the United States government in most cases supports.
That's right.
Well, this is all of the problems that the United States government has created. If the United States government would get its military out of the more than 1,000 military bases on more than 130 countries, and bring them home.
Yeah, just imagine if
they wouldn't have these problems.
Right, just imagine if their exposure to America was just the American culture, the Hollywood movies,
yep,
and the restaurants, Coca-Cola, and the things that people like.
Yeah, some of them will hate that.
Right.
There are some people in this country that hate those things, but those people wouldn't have the traction that they have today. Yes, some people hate Christians, some Muslims hate Christians, they hate America, they hate all these things, no doubt. But those people wouldn't have the traction because they wouldn't be able to point to dead civilians and dead children and say, look, see what they do?
Right, the great Satan.
Try to imagine, just for a second, try to imagine what it must be like to be in some Middle Eastern country, the United States government buying oil, propping up the oil companies and buying up the oil that your sheiks, they have it, and they do nothing for you. Is all they do is hold you down. You don't get anything like democracy. The guy's been in charge. The family's been in charge for decades. There's nothing you can do, and you know that you can't overthrow him because the United States military base that's in your country will come to his aid.
Mm.
You know, you are clear, you're 100% clear, it's the problem is the United States government supporting your dictator. You would be outraged, and I am outraged that the American people sit by while their government, that 230-something years ago fought a war against a king, now supports kings.
That's right. That's a perfect example. And one thing I'd like to point out is, like, Japan is an example for a country that has a culture that is exported to other regions. So many people have seen a lot of the Japanese culture, some of their anime, some of their more different sort of flavors of media and mm-hmm. entertainment. But yet, at the same time, Japan hasn't been putting troops all over the world. There's no suicide bombers talking while going after Japan and going and killing them. Even though their culture is, you know, prevalent in many areas, they still don't have that negative side effect that Mark was talking
about.
And
even though much of
the
culture is disagreeable, I mean, they've got cynical porn.
Yeah, exactly. They have a lot of really wacky culture, but people don't talk about killing Japanese or going and bombing some Japanese temple because Japanese aren't killing people outside of Japan. I mean, sure, the government in Japan is doing stuff to their own people. I'm sure mm-hmm. they're lying about the Fukushima plant and all sorts of other things. But they aren't going and creating this interventionist policy in other nations, and they aren't creating enemies for generations to come.
Yep. That makes a difference.
You know, I mean, it seems these things seem obvious, and so many people, they just don't look at it that way. They, you know, they see the flag. They love it.
We're a superpower.
Right. And indeed, that's another argument, is that if the United States isn't the world's superpower and flexing its muscles all over the world, then somebody's going to be. And I don't know whether, you know, maybe that's true, maybe it's not. Maybe inside that vacuum, and Russia would attempt to be the superpowers or whatever.
But that begs the question that would that other superpower attempt to exert its influence on the United States, which is clearly not going to be the case.
How much more wealthy would the United States be if it wasn't spending billions and billions and billions of dollars dropping bombs all over?
Part of that wealth would be for defense.
That wealth would be in the pockets of Americans.
Well, we can't have that. We can't have, here's me, the global elitist. We can't have the United States being the most powerful country in the world because, well, then they wouldn't want to join our big one-world government or our one-world conspiracy or whatever that idea is. The idea of the monetary control is what it actually all comes down to. Is they're trying, compartmentalizing obviously works to spread out the jobs, but when it comes to money, you want to take all of that money and make it into one currency, one valuation. So you only have one bureaucracy to control. That's the bigger idea. And they did it first with the European Union and getting one currency for all those nations. And you've seen how bad that has gone. Then the talk of the Amero, which, you know, I don't know if that's ever going to materialize after the EU's debacle. But that's another idea with the IMF and the World Bank.
Now they're proposing a one-world currency.
Yes.
They are actually, they're calling them drafts or something like that. They've got some SDRs.
Special drawing rights. Yeah.
Special drawing rights. Yeah, that's drawing drafts. So they're calling them these SDRs, and they could very well make them so that they are the world reserve currency. Currently the U.S. dollar is, but once the U.S. dollar is not the world reserve currency, then what's going to happen to all those dollars around the world? You're to see them rush back into the United States. When they rush back in the United States, then you have a situation of a world's worth of dollars trying to fit itself into a nation. That's going to be hyperinflation.
Yeah. We're out of time for tonight. Back tomorrow. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.